Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to ask this question. Are seeker services actually biblical? Yep, I would say that's a very hot topic. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm referring to, seeker-sensitive services are church services on the weekends that are sensitive towards the non-believer. In other words, seeker-sensitive services design their services, including the singing, including the sermon, including the dramas and videos and, you know, cool technology and so forth. Seeker-sensitive services are designed specifically for the non-believer or, quote, seeker, unquote. What do you think? Are seeker-sensitive services truly biblical? Now, if you're listening to this in the United States, chances are you either attend or are surrounded by churches that do hold seeker-sensitive services. You've been taught, you've seen, you've heard about how the goal of the church is to attract the crowd. The non-believers. We care for the lost. We want to see people saved. And the only way non-believers will come into the church is if we create a church atmosphere that is comfortable to the seeker or non-believer. Do you now understand what a seeker-sensitive service is? So again, let me ask the question. Do you believe that seeker-sensitive services are truly biblical? Well, I know what some of you are thinking. Well, of course, Andrew, they're biblical. You know, Jesus Christ, he came to seek and save those who are lost. God in Ezekiel 34 is the great seeker who goes after the lost sheep. Exactly, 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 exactly. But do you know what you just said? Who's the seeker? Is it the non-believer or is it Jesus Christ? Again, think Luke 19:10. Jesus Christ came to seek and save those who are lost. Why? Because a seeker, a non-believer, I should say, is not a seeker for God. Again, in Ezekiel 34, God is the great seeker who goes after the lost sheep, the lost people of Israel. The people are not the seekers. Do you understand what the problem is with seeker-sensitive services? They assume, these services assume or presume that if you create an atmosphere, an environment, an event that allows the non-believer to be comfortable, well, these non-believers, many of them are actually seeking God, and this is the first step towards getting them to trust in God. What's the problem with that? Who's the seeker? And Jesus said he was the seeker. He came to seek and save those who are lost. God in Ezekiel 34 says he's the seeker who goes after the lost sheep. And Paul in Romans chapter 3, quoting from the Old Testament, makes it very, very clear that a non-believer, chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, he has something to say about a non-believer. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who, ready, seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one in God's eyes. Well, what is Paul saying here? Paul is giving a description in the context here of humanity, of how we are when we come into this world. We come into this world with a sin nature that we inherited from Adam and Eve, a sin nature that causes us to be dead to God. Because God is a spirit, and when we have sin separates us from God, and therefore we come into this world physically alive. We're alive in the physical realm, but we're dead to God in His realm, which is the spiritual realm. We're dead to God, we're disconnected from God, and therefore, because we are dead in God's realm, we will never, ever, ever seek God. That's why you see so many religions out there that are centered on physical images. Why do you think these images are there? Well, it's interesting. God has written His law on the hearts of people, on everybody, right? That's Romans 2. God has also put eternity on everybody's hearts, Ecclesiastes 3. So every human, whether they are saved and in a relationship with God or unsaved, out of a relationship with God, wanting nothing to do with God, every human has God's laws written on their hearts. Every human has a sense of eternity. Even though many will deny that eternity exists, they still have eternity on their hearts, right? And again, a very interesting example. You think of the pharaohs. How are they buried in their pyramids with all of their valuables, thinking that they could take their valuables with them to eternity? Think of the American Indian. The American Indian very often was buried with his horse. Why? So that he could eventually ride off on his horse into eternity. The Greek, they would bury people with coins in their mouths, right? Why? So that they could pay the fare to get to their eternal destination. Everybody has a sense of eternity on their hearts. And the problem is, people who are dead to God, separated from God, have no idea how to get to God, right? And again, they're dead to God in His realm. That's why Paul says no one seeks God. So what they do instead is they set up their own gods. They set up their own religious systems. And those false gods and those false religious systems are all physically oriented. That's why you've got the images. That's why you've got pictures. That's why you've got different physical things that people can look at, that people can touch, that people can bow down to. Why? Because they're only alive in the physical realm. That's why Paul said in Romans 3, there is no one who understands. When you're dead to God, you don't understand the true living God. There is no one who is righteous in God's sight. There is no one who does good as God expects us to do good. There is no one who seeks God, the true living God. Why? Because we're dead to God. My father, I performed a memorial service for him 7 years ago. I'll never forget, I'm performing the service, and there he is, a little bit behind me in the casket to my left side, and I mean, he looked good. They put all the makeup on him. We had him dressed in a nice suit and tie and everything. There he was, lying there in the casket, looking so peaceful. His hands were folded over his chest. Why is it my father did not choose to get up out of that casket? Because he couldn't. He was dead. Why did my father not seek to open his eyes, get up out of the casket, and hug his son and his wife and daughter-in-law? Why? Because he couldn't. He was dead. And why is it that we as humans, when we come into this world with a sin nature that causes us to continue to rebel against God, why is it we don't seek God in His realm? Because we are dead to God. So that's interesting. If humans, according to Scripture, do not seek God, then how is it that we want to set up seeker-sensitive services on the weekends? Wait a second. Who's the seeker? It's not the non-believer. The seeker is God. Now, by setting up seeker-sensitive services, whereby the music caters to the non-believer who lives in the pagan culture, where the sermon caters to the non-believer who lives in the pagan culture. By doing that, you end up starving the true sheep, the believers. What do I mean? We recently had a missions team here in Croatia from the United States, just a wonderful, wonderful group of people from a very, very large church. And the leader of the team said to me after one of my messages, he said, wow, I've never heard. And by the way, this was a weekend service and a weekend, you know, a sermon preached during our weekend services. He said to me, he goes, Pastor Andrew, I've never heard a sermon that deep. Now, I preached on the baptism of Jesus. And yes, for those of you who follow my teaching, you know, I'm an expositor, meaning that I interpret scripture with scripture. My goal is to take people deep so they can go higher in their worship of God, do a lot of cross-referencing. We go through all kinds of places in the Bible. But to be honest with you, I didn't think the sermon was that deep. It was the baptism of Jesus. Now, maybe there were certain new things that I was able to explain and help make clear to people. But again, it wasn't one of my deeper sermons. Yet this guy, who's been a believer for a long time, said to me, that was the deepest sermon he ever heard. And then I understood why he said that. Shortly after, we were sitting there, you know, eating, and he said to me, you know, at our church, our weekend services are for the non-believer. Our weekend services are not designed for me, talking about himself, a believer. He said, everything we do from point A to point Z of a weekend service, it is specifically designed for the seeker. In other words, he was saying, we have seeker-sensitive services. So much so that they're trying to appeal to dead people who would never seek God. And in doing so, they are starving a man like that who is in the family of God, who was wowed by a sermon on the baptism of Jesus that really wasn't that deep. More on that after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hot Topics, where today we are discussing this question. Are seeker-sensitive services truly biblical? Now, again, if you weren't with us on the first part of the show, seeker-sensitive services, basically, these are church services primarily held on the weekends, where the church designs its weekend services specifically to attract and keep the non-believer or seeker. The assumption is that non-believers in the world who are completely disconnected from God somehow on their own are able to seek out for God. And therefore, the church says we want to provide a place, a comfortable environment that allows these seekers to experience God. Well, theologically, there's a major problem with that. Because as we saw in the first part of the show, Jesus said he came to seek and save the lost. God, and that's in Luke 19, Ezekiel 34, God said he's the seeker of the lost sheep. Paul in Romans 3 said there is, quoting the Old Testament, saying there is no one who seeks after God, i.e. talking about non-believers. Why? Because we all come into this world with a sin nature, meaning we are disconnected from God. We are dead to God. We want nothing to do with God. Yes, God has written his word on our hearts, Romans 2. Yes, God has put eternity in our heart, Ecclesiastes 3. But because we're dead to God in his realm, which is the spiritual realm, we don't seek after the true living God. Instead, we make up our own gods in our only realm in which we're alive, which is the physical realm. That's why you look at all the various different world religions. All of their gods, all of their religious symbols, are what? Physical things. So that people who are only alive in the physical realm, i.e. non-believers, can relate in that religion to physical things. They worship physical things, whether it's the tree, whether it's a piece of wood, whether it's a picture, whether it's a chalice, you name it. That's evidence that people are dead to God, the true living God, because God is spirit, right? And to set up a seeker-sensitive service on the weekends to try to attract non-believers, to try to keep non-believers in the hope that eventually somehow non-believers will find God on their own through these seeker-sensitive services, that is not biblical at all. Because a non-believer cannot and will not seek after God. And very interestingly, 1 Corinthians 2, Paul makes the point even stronger here in verse 14. He says, the person without the Spirit, that's a non-believer. They don't have the Spirit of God inside of them. They are not saved, right? He says, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God. Did you hear that? In other words, non-believers who go to church and they have the Bible taught to them or songs of worship and praise about God, about Christ, sung in front of them, Paul says the person without the Spirit does not accept those things. In fact, he says, they are foolishness to the non-believer. Why? Because this non-believer cannot understand those things because they are spiritually discerned. They're dead. So here it is. Seeker-sensitive services are designed to attract and keep the non-believer, who, by the way, cannot nor will not seek after God on their own. Seeker-sensitive services are designed to attract and keep non-believers who cannot understand the things of the Spirit, meaning the Word of God, worship towards God. In fact, the non-believer considers those things as foolishness. So, if you set up a seeker-sensitive service for people who aren't truly seeking God, nor can seek God, for people who think the church, God, Christ crucified is foolishness. Well, here's my question. What are the consequences of this? You've got a crowd of people who don't know God, cannot know God, want nothing to do with God, and will show up for a while as long as you don't really talk to them about God. Otherwise, it's all foolishness to them. The only way a seeker-sensitive service can accomplish what it's trying to do is you've got to continue to lower the bar when it comes to holiness, purity, faithfulness. You've got to lower the bar when it comes to biblical teaching. You've got to lower the bar when it comes to true worship and praise. You've got to lower the bar when it comes to reverence for God. You've got to lower the bar when it comes to submission to God. Do you see what you're doing? You eventually put yourself in a trap that the only way you can attract and keep supposed seekers, who are not true seekers but non-believers, the only way you can attract and keep them is you've got to literally bring in the culture into the church. You've got to turn the church into a cafe that a non-believer goes, oh, this reminds me of where I was at yesterday. You've got to turn the songs into some sort of culturally accepted music so that the non-believer says, oh yeah, I was listening to this last night when I was drunk. Something like this. You've got to water down the Bible, or actually not even open it, because to a non-believer, that's considered foolishness. So basically, what you've got to do is you've got to preach sermons that are feel-good sermons, motivational sermons, make all kinds of promises to the non-believer that supposedly God has made in the Word, which in many cases He hasn't made. But you've got to keep doing all this because you can't dare open the Bible and do deep expositional preaching of God's truth, because the non-believer will run because it's considered foolishness to them. But wait a second. There's another group of people in the church. They're called the redeemed. They are called the true church of God. They are called the regenerate. They are called the true sheep. They are called believers. And isn't it interesting? They can worship the true living God because they're alive by God's grace in God's realm. They can understand the true word of God because they're alive to God by God's grace in God's realm. They don't consider holy worship or deep teaching of the word as foolishness. They hunger for it. They thirst for it. They want reverence. They want purity. They want holiness. They want to be convicted of sin. They want to become more Christ-like. They want to be sanctified by the word. But here's the problem, seeker. Sensitive services cannot hit two targets. You can't hit the true believer, and you can't hit the non-believer at the same time. So what happens is when you design your services specifically for the non-believer, the believer starves. The believer, like the gentleman I used as an example at the first part of the show, who came recently to Croatia and talked about one of my sermons as the deepest thing he ever heard taught. And again, it wasn't one of my deeper ones. And yet, this guy was so starved because he finally, sounds like, got true biblical truth. He didn't get fluff from what he's been used to at the seeker-sensitive services he attends. Seeker-sensitive services are unbiblical because humans are not seekers for God. Seeker-sensitive services are unbiblical because you compromise true worship of God and you compromise the true teaching of God's word because you're trying to satisfy, attract, and keep non-believers who consider everything about God in His realm as foolishness. Do you see the slippery slope? You're trying to satisfy somebody who won't be satisfied unless God makes them alive. And in the meantime, you are starving those people who love God, who want to know more of God. Isn't it interesting? Jesus, in John chapter 4, when he defined worship, he said in John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, Jesus said, "Yet a time is coming, and now has come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers," watch this, "the Father seeks." You see who the true seeker is? God is Spirit, and His worshipers, Jesus said, must worship in the Spirit and in truth. God defines who true worshipers are. God says, "My worshipers worship me in spirit and in truth." And if we try to water that down to try to attract non-believers in the hope that somehow through their own efforts, they're going to come and trust in Jesus, it is not biblical. Now, let me be very clear. Do we want non-believers to come to our church? Absolutely. Do we want to proclaim the gospel to non-believers and hope they'll be saved by God's grace? Absolutely. Do we want non-believers to be respected? Do we want non-believers to feel welcome? Yes, but we do not cater our services for non-believers, especially at the expense of the true believers. Non-believers cannot worship God. Oh, they can sing songs, but they cannot worship. They are not true worshipers because they cannot worship in spirit and in truth because they're dead to God. They cannot understand God's word. They consider it foolishness. Well, then what do we do with a non-believer? Well, take them out to coffee. Get them involved in a small group. Sit next to them when it comes to church services, knowing they cannot understand the word that is being taught, but then taking them out afterwards and explaining it to them and teaching them and praying for them and praying with them in the hope that God in His grace will save them. What we don't do is design a Sunday event specifically for non-believers and call it a church service. No, instead what you should call it is an evangelistic event. You don't call it a church service. The church, defined biblically, is a gathering of the redeemed, is a gathering of the regenerate, is a gathering of those who love the Lord, who want to hear from the Lord. Jesus said in John 10, "My sheep hear my voice," meaning that the non-sheep can't hear His voice. I'm not saying shut the doors to non-believers. I am not. Look, here in Croatia, we started with nothing but non-believers. And we continually have non-believers here in our services. But we do not design the church for them, the church service for them. Tonight, after this radio shoot, we're having an evangelistic outreach with them. That's something different. But we're not doing a church service for them. No. Our worship services are designed for worshipers. People who worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in spirit and in truth. Seeker-sensitive services? Well, the big problem with that is no human seeks God. But the good news is this. God is the seeker. Christian, you be salt, you be light, and trust the Lord through His power and grace, the true seeker, to work through you. To save that non-believer. And then watch what happens when they come to church service with you. They're going to hunger and thirst to worship God and to hear from Him through His word. Those are the true worshipers of God. And that is what Sunday services, weekend services, church services are for. That's who they're for. True worshipers of God. God bless you all.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.